Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
Hello, 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 everybody. I hope you're doing a lot better than me right now because it's hot. I know I said that for like the past two shows, but it's still hot. Sorry. And this heat, well, I'll just put it this way. I'm not as young as I used to be, so you know what? I'm going to leave this to the young folks. And speaking of young folks, well, let me just say, 908, I'll be with you, so have your one specific question ready. Have your one specific question ready, 908, okay? So get ready. But I do, again, want to thank Ryan for pitch hitting for me on these hot days that make me grumpy, and I'll leave it at that. So I'll set up, and we can go ahead and get started here. Okay, 908, go ahead, dear.
Hello, how are you?
And I apologize for the fan hissing in the background, but it's like 100 degrees here right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. How are you?
Good. Your question?
Yes, hi. I would like to know, what do you get from my amazing boyfriend, Michael, in our relationship?
I see a rose. I see things in pictures, just so you know, if you've never gotten a reading from me before. And this rose has some little tiny thorns, and this rose has some big thorns. The little tiny thorns are almost over. Whatever issues you had in regards to your relationship and things coming out that he felt he should have known and you didn't mention, and you should have known and he didn't mention, vice versa. And there's just only like two big thorns left. But for the most part, obviously, it's a rose. So it's good. But there's still a couple of little things you need to work on, and then it's going to be greater. Okay? So I'm not giving you no bad news. Don't look at it that way. It's all good. Okay? Just get those two last little issues, and they're not really big. Well, at least they're not big to me. I don't see them as big. Like, I want to break up with you kind of thing. It's big to where you just need to sit down and say, hey, you know, I don't think I've told, did I ever tell you, you know, I know this girl named Tasha, and da 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 da, and you're going to be like, oh, that's interesting. No, I didn't know that, but thank you for sharing that, honey. You know, that type of thing. But for the most part, I don't see any big, huge issues, problems, smooth sailing. So it could be a good time right now to take a nice little weekend together, get away from phones, people, no babysitting. You know, that sort of thing, and to spend time together, okay?
Yes. Yeah, well, he's just being a little quiet. Do you see why he's quiet?
I'm sorry?
I said he's just being a little quiet. Do you see why he's quiet?
No.
Okay.
Probably because he's thinking about these two things that are left to discuss and divulge and... He'll regurgitate it in word form, leave him alone, you know, can't force a butterfly out the cocoon.
Yes, ma'am.
But again, I don't see any, like, devastating news popping out of him when he does decide to open up. But, you know, you love him, I see that. He loves you. Let him have his time. Let him have his cave time. When he comes out the cave, it's going to be all good still. Okay.
Oh, okay, yes, because he talked about us moving in and everything like that. So, yeah, I do. I give him a lot of space. That's what I was asking you. Thank you. Did he move together?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I got other callers holding, honey. You want me to hold
thank
or you want me to hang up? You're welcome.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay, you're on hold. Okay, Ryan, there you go. Okay. Are you, Ryan? Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, are you ready to give us our universal message? Sorry.
Yes.
Out of it. I'm trying to drink lots of cool water to stay cool, calm, and collected. I'm going to drink some more water. You go ahead on.
Okay. I'm just shuffling right now with the Mary deck, so I'm very fond of this. We just got done with the storm here today. Nice big boomers and everything. It was really nice. Let's see. The first one is integrity, okay? I trust my ability to know what is true for me. So she's saying we really need to work with our own integrity, work with our integrity with others, be truthful, and speak and live our own truth, know our own truth. You know, there's a very, very important thing when it comes to being spiritual and knowing other people and knowing things. Those type of things is, and part of that is knowing your truth and walking your walk and talking your talk. You know, that's all very important. So she's that's the first part of her message here. Being strong. I feel like maybe this week something will test your integrity, will test all of our integrity, saying whether or not that, you know, we stand up for what's right, even though other people are going to look at us wrong. I think that she's saying, okay, you know what, we're going to be coming up with some personal challenges here that really it's going to test on what you stand for, your foundation, your truth. And you have to be strong through this. You have to stand up and look at it and be like, whoa, this ain't right. I got to work on this, or you got to work on this, or I can't be around these type of people right now. Something about friends, I think it might even stay involved because I just saw a picture of Friends, the TV show. So maybe these are really good friends and they're like not the best influences in one's life, and you might have to really decide, or something might show you what their truth is really all about. And you know what? I'm pull the last card here, and the last one is prayer. So it might be, this can also be, you know, this week might deal with our spiritual strength as well. We're not going to be worrying about things. We're going to say that our situations are going to come to real resolution through spiritual strength, through our own strength, and through prayer. So a lot of different aspects that can come out into this week, and that can come out of just these three cards. But the three big ones are being strong, speaking our truth, and having good integrity. So that's the little message from there today.
So I hope you all heard that wonderful universal message that he gave. If you need to hear it again, the show will be recorded, and you can come back to GEM Radio on Blog Talk and hear it again, because, as always, Ryan brings in some wonderful, powerful information from his spirit guides so that we can learn and have a better life. Are you ready for your first call, Ryan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 214, please have your specific question ready. And your birthday, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Angel Tasha. This is your sister Audrey in Dallas calling. Hi, Ryan. My birthday is December 27. I'm a Capricorn.
Okay,
question,
what's your question?
The question I have is I would like to know if you see me staying with this job, Ryan, after I've moved to Arizona, or if you think a gentleman named Sebastian, who I've been interviewing with just to check out his job, is going to go through and be a better fit for me, if that would be better for me to, do you see, what do you see around the new job or staying with this one?
Okay, I'm shuffling. so the first one is earthly power, and there's your sign of Capricorn. You know, that's the first one here. That's the sun, that nurturing energy, polar, being blended pleasure, weariness, you know, imaginative vexations, you know, not being a constellation of things, you know, no constellation in things. You know, you could be, those are all the other aspects too that, you know, I think that you were worrying about, you know, at some point. But that four, you know, is practical attainment. That's the tangible things of, that's, again, you know, those tangible things, those things that you want. You know, you want surety of things. You want things in place. And that's part of that earthly power. Again, Capricorn, you know, that earth element. You know, and that's all understandable. And I think a lot of that is coming through as you make this decision. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one is that Princess of Swords, that air of the, that earth of air. So we have the double air, or the double earth, and then, you know, that's signifying you there. So, you know, that's pretty much the situation that first they're showing me. They really want to get a grapple on that, because this is going to be something that's going to keep coming up. You come out, because they're showing me the recycle symbol, okay? Asking about the other dude, the first one that shows up is that Prince of Wands, and he has a lot of strength in him. He is a person that's going to be a big teacher for you. He is someone that is a fulfillment or near fulfillment of something. Okay. I also kind of see you transitioning more into a person who's a go-getter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That Nine of Wands is a great strength, as I said. Nine, bringing things to an end. I honestly think that the prior job might be coming to an end. I think that you will be transitioning more into the personality of you may change from a feminine one into a more masculine one. Now that, you know, you're going to go all masculine, I'm saying that you might take on some more masculine qualities. I also think that maybe that this individual will be leading you towards the end of something and into the beginning of something else. So it's very possible that you may be ending your old job and going into something else. Again, that fire aspect, that passion, that reputation as well is very important here. There's really nothing more to say about great strength except that it is what it is, you know. That Sagittarius energy, the cycle of the moon, that are all incorporated in here. And you know.
Uh-oh. I'm losing him. Ryan?
I think that this individual will be very helpful in helping you get towards where you need to be. I am going to say, I'm going to assume that since they're showing me this map, that it's probably...
Oops. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Because I had to let somebody sound like people were popping in on our call like a convoy or something. That was
go
weird.
Ahead, Ryan.
So, go ahead.
It's probably going to be the end of this and the beginning of something else. But I think you may end your old job, and I think you may start something new. So, and I think that might be helpful with the cards that I had shown, but that's what they're showing me.
The guy Sebastian, that you looked at him, right? That was the guy you were talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, I felt a connection with Sebastian the first time we talked, and it did that his position would require more masculine drive, and I do have that side to me as well, so that was interesting that you said that, that I'd be using more masculine because you have to be a go-getter with his position. But it seems to be more exciting and growth, and I feel like this is just kind of running its course, this job, but I need to hold on to it till I get that other job, right, until I have that offer letter with Sebastian.
Yep, that's a good way to go.
Yep. Thank you, Ryan. That was awesome. Thank you, Tasha. I'd love to listen in the
You're
rest
welcome.
Of the show.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Isn't that beautiful? B does such a wonderful job with all of this and the website and managing everything and plugging everything into where it's supposed to be. She's just so glorious at that. I got to learn some patience from her one of these days. Anywho, okay. Who is next? 857. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you, dear?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I had a question about work. I was fired earlier this month. And
tell Ryan
okay
your
with...
birthday, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan. My birthday is January 30th. Do you need the year?
Oh, we're both Aquarius. How nice.
Hi, my aqua brother. Hi.
Do you need the year, too, or just the day?
Oh, no, I'm good. I just needed to know this time. Go ahead with the question, please.
Oh, you said you need the time, you said?
No, just the question, please.
Oh,
okay. And I got your birthday, so now I just need your question.
Okay. My question is, I need a new job, but I would like to start my own job, and I'm just wondering, do I look for a job and try to do this full-time, or am I being guided to just jump into it?
You were fired earlier this month?
What? Yeah.
From what?
From, it was a marketing job.
Okay. And what is it that you want to attempt to do now?
Open up my own communication firm.
Okay. Seems to be stored, so... That's interesting. That's good to see. That's that balancing. That's that two of swords, or that's that balancing of the two, you know, dominion kind of aspect, but it's not. This is saying, I've gone through, as most people say, I've gone through hell, and now I need to you know, fix that, you know. So that's what they're doing. That's what's happening here. You're trying to find your way again, that's just fine. That's what you should be doing, you know? I'm feeling like a movement, so that's good. Even just by looking at the cards, I'm feeling movement, you know, that, you know, this is, I'm wondering, is this friends that are helping you move along here?
No. This is an independent, relying on spirit, guardian angel, ancestor effort here. No fun.
Well, exactly what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing a lot of singleness, which is okay, but I think it's time to find a couple friends to help motivate you to be a soundboard to bounce things off. I see you doing this, honestly. I think you could do it. You have the potential to do it. You have a very good way of. I think you have a very good way of speaking with people and way of thinking, because. The two swords here, the ones that I have pulled, by the way, are the two of swords, the princess of pentacles, reversed, perfected work, reversed, and then despair and cruelty, reversed. I don't feel that you'll end up being in some sort of despair or cruelty with this, okay? I'm looking at the aspects of this. I see you have the passion and the drive to do something like this. That Aries energy with that Venus energy, you know, that's a lot of self-love. That's a lot of, you know, pushing forward, the love to move forward, you know, to build. I'm just kind of listening here. That perfected work, again, you know, that's, it's reversed, but it's still saying there's, like, a lot of prosperity coming from this. Some beauty. I see that there's an increase, okay? So you're going to get somewhere with it. I really feel that you will. It's going to take time. I vote that you get some friends that you can, you know, you can be completely independent. You can be your own boss, as I'm assuming that's what you want to do. Find a couple of friends. There's two that are that are out there that are secretly thinking about the same thing, but they're not saying too much. They're kind of, they're watching you. You see what I mean? Because they're showing me, like, some people sitting there, and they're, like, in an audience, and you're, like, have a spotlight on you. There's two that are just kind of watching you in the rafters to see how you do it. The first step to get a hold of them is through you. Just be like, so I thought maybe you'd like this. You know, they're watching you and they want to be helpful with it. And I would call upon them to help you out with it a little bit too. The nine again is like that fulfillment. It's not going to be done right away. It's going to take a little while. You got to find some people out there to maybe help you. Yes, the spirits are great helpers as well, but sometimes you just kind of got to help get some human help too. You can really get that material aspect going, get the ball rolling. That Knight of Swords, again, I feel like there's a little bit of self-doubt. There's some fear. But it's not fear like, oh, I'm scared. I would venture to say that it's a reasonable fear, a justified fear. Wouldn't you say?
Well, for me, the fear is more, all right, God, I'm stepping out on a limb. I don't have any income. I don't know where this money is going to come from, but I know you got me, but I am a little nervous.
Exactly.
I will be lying if I said that I wasn't, because, you know, I've never really stepped out where I didn't have anything to just say. I'm normally lose a job, rush to go get something else. Now I'm like, you know, I'm done with this.
Right.
So that's what I'm feeling.
That's a common fear, and that's reasonable because, you know, I mean, it's like, whoa, how am I going to jump out on this? And then, you know, where am I going to go next? The final card, the Hanged Man, is here. He's saying, I'm not making no life changes right now. I'm ready to do this. And he's reversed as well. You know, he's saying, you know, I'm not willing to change. I'm not willing to break from the past, you know, these kinds of things. In order for you to really be successful with this goal is to look at yourself and to look at how you're going to get there and see what some of the things that you have going on for yourself. Break some of those. Like that, don't succumb to the fear of that, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to get there, you know. Or where is this going to come from? I know I'm set. Don't fall a slave to the, become a slave to the ideal that you're not going to be successful or else you won't be. When I worked at McDonald's, ironically, the first thing that they had told us is begin with the end in mind. Okay, so start with how you want it to end, okay? So there's another little bit of advice that's coming out through here. Finally, illusionary success, and then the eight strength, that Leo aspect, that's very important, that's good. Wow, there's a lot of, I've noticed this, the women that I've been speaking with lately in the past week have been transitioning from feminine traits, which, you know, is typical of them or more noticeable, but they're transitioning to more masculine aspects, and I see that happening with you now too. And just in the way that these cards are coming out here, you know, you've seen the illusionary success. You know, it's not an illusion anymore; it's reality. You want to make it reality. And you're using the element of fire, that Leo aspect, to say no, let's do this. So you're on the right track. I really feel that there's a lot of good coming out of this for you. Just be patient. You know, a lot of this is going to be transitioning some of that fear that you have into a masculine element, you know, into a masculine go-getter kind of energy. And eight is power, okay? Eight is power. You have a lot of power coming from this, from yourself, a self-power.
that you can really project into the project. You know, it's always good to leave offerings to the spirits and everything like that. And, you know, I do the same thing. But a lot of what they're doing there is they're not going to pick you up and bring you there. And, you know, and they also really want to express, and I don't know if you've picked up on it from them or from anyone else, but they really want to say, you know, the power is with you. Start with that. You know,
oh, I don't leave offerings to them. I just honor my ancestors. I just, like, you know, my mother, my grandmother, people of past. I don't
do any offerings. It's kind of just me and God. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I feel like the way is going to be a little bumpy. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just going to tell you straight out. The way it's starting up here is going to be a little bit bumpier than normal. But afterwards here, it's going to start to level itself out, okay? And it's going to start to remedy itself into a better situation and a more fruitful one. Yep, and that's the other one. The last one, 9, material gain, 9 of Pentacles, coming to a fulfillment, material gain, things created in reality coming to fruition, just about to harvest. So, like I said, this is a very nice story that the cards have just shown me, and it transitions itself into a bunch of reversals and kind of blockages, but at the end, it's a nice, good, strong, empowering end. That 8 of strength, and then that material gain, that 9 of pentacles. So if you have some time, reach out to a few of the people that are out there, okay? And you'll get back. You will. I have a good feeling about it.
Okay. I thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And good luck. Lots and lots of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, just got a few minutes left, so 3:02. What is your question, dear?
Well, my name is Gregory, and I want to give you a shout-out, Tasha. Great show. I love your son's work. And the question, my birth date is July 2nd, and the question is, I keep getting prophecies about a ministry, and to Ryan, I'm just an ordinary old healer of sorts. And I'm curious to see in your work what you're picking up with regards to my future direction in that area.
Are you a priest already?
Not formally, but I do have some blessings, I'll put it that way.
Okay, because they're showing me, like, in one of my other decks I have an ascension card, and that's the first thing that I see. And it looks like this beauty is all, like, rainbowy and shimmery and looks like all kinds of... It's a very nice-looking card. Very universal, metaphysical-looking, and that's what they're saying, hey, look at that. You know, look at that, look at that, look at that. So you're a very ascended spirit. I can already tell just by that picture alone. You have a lot of movement. Or it could be that there's a great potential for you. I'm seeing 2 angels now, so that's getting to the point there. There are 2 angels that are around you right now. There is, it looks like maybe Michael and Gabriel.
Yeah, those are my 2 pals.
Okay. Those are the 2 that are around you right now. They're still working with you. They're still getting you. There's a lot of divine communication coming in with you. Are you Leo? Is that July 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. You're very fiery, which is why Michael loves you very much. I would too if I was, you know, Michael, and I love my little fiery pet. You have that big fire energy in you. So we talk about the 2 angels, and you kind of look like you're sitting on a throne of sorts. So you might be, you actually might be a big religious leader coming up. I don't feel like a crazy televangelist, you know, where you're like all over the TV and things. I think that you're like a smaller kind of noted person. I think you're known
but you're not as popular, which is just fine because, you know, Jesus said, you know, pray in silence, you know, so it doesn't become a spectacle. So that's the, wow, I'm quoting Bible verses. I think you're meant to hear that. The first couple of words here, Princess of Pentacles, wow, that's coming up twice tonight. Harmonious Change, The Lovers, and Perfected Success. Wow, you know, so far the readings have been ending with, like, either a 9 or a 10, and that's pretty nice. That's telling me a lot about things that are coming in and coming into fruition. I think there's going to be some integration of higher and lower energies, a lot of them coming up here. In the Lovers card, there is an angel, okay? So that's just reiterating the fact that there are angels are working around you right now. The Harmonious Change, that two is a formation coming together of opposites. So, and it's right next to the Lovers. So there's going to be an opposite around you that comes in, and it's going to be like, hey, look at this. And it's going to be your opposite, maybe. Not saying that this might be a particular lover. I'm saying that this could be another person. This could be a relationship. This can be any one of those persons. Let's see that true reverse is, you know, a stimulated enjoyment. So it's kind of like, oh, let's get the ball rolling. I feel like there's a woman around you right now that's really trying to get this going. I feel like she's a very well grounded and centered individual. Wouldn't you agree? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay. Well, they're showing me that one. Are you in some kind of relationship with her or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So then now let's look, now that we have that part figured out here, because those first three are very important to me that I'm being guided back to. I feel like she's helping be your guide. Over on the right here towards that prophetic success card, I have that Prince of Pentacles here. Okay. And that must be talking about you. It's reversed, but I feel like you're kind of going through a rough patch. I don't know where to go, obviously, or else you wouldn't be asking me the question, right? But, again, reiterating that, wondering where you need to go, how you're going to get there, what is the bigger picture? Well, first of all, there is a bigger picture, and it's flashing in my face, like, trying to say, yes, bigger picture. And it's something that's taking time, and it's still working its way through. Even as I pull some more cards here, the universe reversed up here, and it's saying, no, it's not ready yet. It's taking a little bit more time. The Queen of Cups is reflecting the energies around you, okay? I'm wondering, How is your life just overall? Because they're showing me that there's a little bit more that's blocking the bigger picture. You know what I mean? So, like, that material success is a lot of mediation with things in the outside world and with oneself. You know, the reality that which you live in. That's an Earth card there. And it's saying, hey, we're not quite there yet with that reverse. But at the very end, though, thus far, is the High Priestess. I think you're into some sort of priesthood. I think you will be going into some sort of religious order. And it may be a religious order that you don't commit to for life, like, you know, a seminary or, you know what I mean, like the Catholics do, or the Lutherans, or others. But I think you may become important with something like that. And it's meant for a reason, actually. The High Priestess is she's within herself. She's thinking. She's meditating. She knows the darker secrets. She knows the lighter secrets. She's a theological person, but she's also a metaphysical person, which I'm really feeling like this is summing you up. And this is the cycles the moon intuition is very high with you. You do have the gift. I don't feel like its full potential has really been tapped into yet. Does that make sense to you?
Sure. Yes.
So I think that they're kind of holding you off a little bit so you can get a handle on one gift. And then when you get a handle on that one, we'll start with the next one. The other thing about this is that this is a magic card, okay? This is a card of the esoteric. This is a card of growth. This is a card of when opposites come together. We started in the beginning with opposites coming together. We're now at the, or what I would hope would be the end, because it's 8 cards so far. You know, the ending coming together. Opposites coming in together, even again in the end. So that's a pattern right there. That's a flowing pattern. That's a moving pattern. The universe is still saying, hey, we're not quite there yet. Ironically, on that universe card is the 4 archangels. So, again, with those archangels, they're really working with you right now. I work with them very closely. Specifically, those 2 are working around you right now.
Uh-huh.
So, eventually, I think in the next 2 weeks, maybe, the other 2 will be coming in to be working with their healing element again about something, like, you know, Raphael of healing. From something or of something, you know, the healing of a situation. Michael Hayward, hey, defend and protect this, you know, and Gabriel's going to come in and communicate a little bit more. And Uriah, hey, we're going to build Earth now. We're going to build reality. I'm going to teach you. I have the flaming sword of God. Let's go. You know, we're going to burn away through. All right. If we can't walk through, we'll burn away through. Right. That's my army. That's my army right there. Sorry, but yeah, if it works for you, it works.
Well, how does Jesus fit in all this stuff? That's the question that comes up.
How does Jesus fit in this?
Yeah.
Let me ask Mary, because she works closer with him than I do. Okay, well, there's the first masculine sign, God, okay, taking a step out and surrendering any need for control. I think the aspect that is most desired, that they want you to really get a grasp on, is Jesus surrendered himself to the greater good. He surrendered himself to God, you know, his Father. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I think that they're showing you the archetype of a trait they want you to take on. I mean, I work with Jesus here and there as well. I leave an offering, you know, I go to church too. So, I mean, I see the worship aspect there, which I feel like you worship too. Not sure, but that's a trait that they want you to see. Enthusiasm. Keep your enthusiasm. That's the other one. And they want you to keep the most passionate flow of energy in the right direction, and you do that by enthusiasm.
Uh-huh.
They finally want you to be quiet.
Be quiet?
No, that's the last card. It's quiet.
That's
go into peaceful silence and listen. So, with that, with this new information, I think that's where I'll leave you.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to say that you started out with the Ascension card, and the program that I work directly with is a program of Ascension to support folks moving into that state. So that if someone asked me what was the one thing that God has given me to help people do, I would say it is to support their Ascension energetically. So as soon as you said that, I said, this young man is right on target. So thank you very much, and thank you, Ms. Tasha, for letting me have a little airtime.
Anytime, dear, anytime. But just so you know, the first time, last Saturday, when we did my healing, that is exactly what I saw you in. I saw you in a long black robe, but I knew you weren't going to be a judge. You know what I mean? So I knew you were meant to be a reverend, pastor, whatever you want to call it. Billy, go on, such a bad stuff.
Well, thank you for the support, and it's really delightful to have a conversation with Ryan. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you. Okay, honey, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Ryan, Lachey has a question. She's in the chat room here. She wants to, her birthday is January 8th, 1979. Her question is, she's out of work, and she wants to know if you see any job opportunities coming for her.
Yes, there is one. It's one you've already seen. It's one that you've already considered, but kind of discarded. That's the first thing that they're showing me. They're showing me, like, garbage, and you're jumping back into it. Like, you're reaching back in to find something, like you lost something. You know what I mean? Like, you, oh, maybe I shouldn't have thrown away that paper. It's a recycled idea. It's a recycled something. It wasn't meant to be thrown away. It should be reconsidered. That's the first thing that they're showing me. Wow, that last reading just really gave me a big energy boost.
Yeah, Greg has some wonderful energy, doesn't he? Gregory, excuse me.
That's the first item that they want you to know is that there is another one on the horizon. They don't want you to get discouraged because right now you are being very discouraged. You're very, oh, where do I go next? How do I... Okay, that's fine. That's normal. That's been a trait of the reading thus far. So don't surprise that this would come out. Also, they want you to be looking at... they want you to be looking at other people, learning from them. Harmonious change, that two of pentacles, hey, it's all right. It's not the greatest of changes right now, but hey, it needs to happen. This is a growth. This is a movement, okay? Wow. Well, all right. Well, the ten of pentacles, all right? Well comes from a mind that Mercury aspect, wealth comes from a mind, Arnaukut, or in reality, from a mind that can discriminate. Okay? That's the reading of that card. That is not a card of the esoteric at all. It is a card of Naukut. It is a card of Earth, which are the same thing. I just use both interchangeably. It's a card of your view of reality. And you are going to be learning how to discriminate. Now, when I say discriminate, I am saying not, you want me to discriminate? That's horrible. No. I'm saying you're going to look at between two different things here. No, that doesn't work anymore. No, that doesn't work anymore. Yes, I will keep that. Yes, I will get here. And there's going to be some divine communication coming along with it. That helps you get there. There's going to be some movement that really, because this is a trait that is very important that you need to do in finding and getting to this new job. So, there is something to get on the horizon. Spiritually, they want you to be learning how to discriminate, how to find it. You know, if you know you're not going to be happy at it, don't even bother applying, because then you'll just be out of work again. So they're trying to get you to not repeat the situation.
She said, I have been going through this now. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Finally, after that, we have that material trouble. So there's that Mercury aspect again. Okay. Five is you know, trouble. There's a lot of discord. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of just utter madness going on right now. Okay. Or maybe it could just be spiritual, or it could just be things that you're realizing, hey, I don't need this around here no more. I don't need to be involved in this no more. Okay. So we're discriminating against some bad situations. We're trying to get into good situations, new ones, better ones. All right. part of this whole you being out of work was meant for an unstable effort. That 7, victory in the land of the heart. That moon element here cycles and changes. It's going to take a little while. I think you may actually have a couple offers here coming up before the end of this next phase of the moon, so within the next 30 days. I'm wondering if it may be something humanitarian as well, because there's an Aquarian aspect in here as well. So that may be very helpful. I'm going to pull one more. Yes, that's perfect to see. Ace of Swords, all right, victory. It's not written as victory, right? It's not written on the card victory, but when it's upright, in certain spreads, especially the one that I'm using, and with certain other elements involved, it is victory. Because it is the triumph and the conquest, being a great force in love or in hatred or in a great force at something. If it was reversed, which it's not, it would be a lot of other things. Okay? So, you have the olive branch and the peace wreath and the crown. Yes, there is something along the way. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of time. Yes, you need to get up. You just need to keep going. You need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and don't come home until you find your thrill. That's where you need to go first. You know, that's how you get there. Even if it's applying at McDonald's, do it. Just because of the
right.
fact that it's money. Yes.
I told him I am a worker, but I don't want to do my old career social services. It's too draining and not enough money for the headache and stress. This person has been out of work for the past 2 to 3 years now. Okay, go ahead.
Because they're probably an empath, and that's why they probably have difficulty working in social work. There's other ways to be humanitarian, or you could easily, you know, learn how to control the aspect of the empathic gift. You know, being able to feel other emotions and things like that. Work on how to be strong against that, and then maybe go back to it for a little while until you find something else. Either way, that could be the recycled idea. You know, I really feel that might be the recycled idea, to be honest. I feel like, you know, giving it the second time around, but going in with a different mindset, with a different spiritual strength, and staying focused on the actual task, not how it makes you feel, is important to a new success of it. I really feel like this may be the recycled idea. And I really feel like it might actually take this time, that it might actually go through. Yes, the money's not that great, but, you know, those are human things. Those are tangible things. You know, either way, I feel like there's a reason why you went into that particular profession to start with, and the reason still hasn't presented itself yet. And it's going to the second time around, if you pursue it again. Again, I'm saying that may be the recycled idea. I'm saying that this harmonious change was meant to get you back to some energetic level where you need to really, where your spiritual state needs to be. So I think that's where I'll leave it then for today. So I wish you lots of luck, even though I can't hear you or see you, but I wish you lots of luck and the luck on the road ahead. Looks like a good one. Just stay covering. Go ahead.
They're just typing, I don't want to pursue it again. No, no, no. Okay, thank you. God bless you. And we're going to find a nice piece of music to drift out to. Okay, everybody, I love you. Thank you, Ryan. I love you. Have a wonderful evening, and here we go.